I get it, McKay. I belong to a site on Facebook and a couple other sites, and I had people send me radios that don't work, that I get in. It's hard to find technicians anymore. You know, all the old people done died off. And but if it's like a really modern radio with all surface mount crap in it and a CPU based, I won't mess with them. I can't do surface mount no more. My eyesight shot to hell, and my hands, they shake too much. So when I'm trying to carefully unsolder that crap. But any radio that I know I can repair, I'll tell them, hey, you ship it to me. I'll you know, that's how I work. I take it, I fix it, I bill you, and then when the money shows up, the radio goes back in the mail. That's the only way I'll work it. So yeah, I'm supposed to be getting a Sony here today. ICF 2010. I own a couple of them. Very familiar with that radio. So, and I already know what the problem is with it. Excuse me, it's a common problem with the first generation ICF 2010. So, just going to take me about an hour to straighten it out and send it back.